Making What's Left of the Hay. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. For the past several days now, farmers all across the state have been focused on that first cutting of the year's hay crop, and for many, it hasn't stacked up too well.
Well, we got some hay in Obion County, but like you say, like everywhere else, we've had some significant damage, and the quality really got hurt. The alfalfa is not too good at all. And then we have a lot of wheat that was rolled for hay. It made pretty good hay and a lot of it. But that's going to be the only savior, but we lost the wheat crop because of that, too.
Obion County Extension Director Tim Smith says farmers there, just like throughout the state, are now seeing the impact of that Easter freeze, which had a dramatic effect on quality and especially yield. And when you don't have much moisture, it's hard to make much hay.
It'd be somewhere between third and a half of what we normally would have been at this time, probably closer to the third and a half. Well, the best thing to do is just get your fertility program going and pray for the rain. We're getting dry. Obion County's missed these last rains, that where some of the south and east counties have gotten lots of rain, but we haven't got hardly any, and we need a good soaking rain.
Well, the same problems are in Montgomery County, where Extension Director John Bartee says,
we have a little bit of hay that looks really good, but the most of it is nowhere near as good as last year. Some people have told me they were making one-third what they did last year. We have lots of wheat hay. The wheat here in this county was totally wiped out, so some of it was used for hay if it didn't have too much nitrates. That hay looks pretty good.
Well, so far, about half of the state's first cutting of hay has been cut. That's well ahead of last year's wet spring and ahead of the five-year average. Tennessee's hay crop has been one of the top commodities the last few years. Last year, it was third with a value of $241 million. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.